Monday is, of course, when we talk about the new music you're going to be hearing all this week on 2SER, not just on Breakfast, but across the entire range of programs. Andrew Cadore is our music director, and he's the only person who would ever, ever, ever be trusted to tell us about the great new music that you're going to hear. Good morning.
Good morning, Nick. Wow. Heavy burden.
Massively heavy burden. You've taken it on yourself and you've not disappointed us yet.
That's good. Well, I mean, we are coming down to the end of the year. It's December now.
Mm.
And that means that music on the new tip is winding down quite consistently, and it's going to be hard to come up with new stuff between now and January. But I thought, look, let's take the opportunity. We're quite forwards and going backwards, and so are a lot of labels in unearthing great stuff and reissuing music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s that a lot of us have just never heard of, including me. So I thought all three things today, we'll look at reissued stuff.
Perfect for December. It's almost like we're getting re-gifted music.
We're getting re-gifted, yep. And basically, this one I think is a nice summery gift as well. We're going to listen to a guy called Willie Lindo, who was a famous Jamaican session guitarist on a lot of reggae records from the 70s. He worked with vocalists such as Ken Booth and Marsha Griffiths, but he made this one solo album in 1974 called Far and Distant. And it's all instrumental, super cruisy, really soulful, really sweet and sunny, more in the skankin' mode. So not so dubby, not so heavy. Let's hear a bit.
All right. Can see what you mean. That's somewhere between surf music and reggae.
Yeah, absolutely. And he covers a lot of soul on this record as well. He's covering tracks by the likes of Gladys Knight and the Pips and Bobby Womack. So, yeah, half of them are all covers. But he's a really great guitarist, and he just never got his due as a solo artist. But this record, Far and Distant, Willie Lindo, 74, it's out now again.
Two amazing things to come out of 1974.
What's the second? Yourself.
Me. Oh,
there you go. All right, let's move on from that heavy height. Togo Soul. So a lot of labels like Soul Jazz out of the UK and Soundway, they're actually doing these amazing surveys of particular regions and their soul and funk music that was inspired by the likes of James Brown from the US and so on, and doing it sort of their way with the traditional sounds of their area. And the latest label to do this is Hot Casa Records. And they've got this new record out called Togo Soul. It's subtitled Selected Rare Togolese Recordings from 1971 to 1981. So it's just a decade worth of stuff. But it is just fantastic and quite unique. It's just a melting pot of different sounds. Of course, like I said, the worldwide influence of James Brown hangs pretty heavy. But there's some really simmering funk on this that just wouldn't come from anywhere else. It's what they actually call traditional voodoo sounds. I don't know whether that's appropriate these days to say, but that's what the traditional sound in Togo is known as. And it's also quite jazzy, quite raw, quite fiery, and really, really elastic. I've selected Bella Bello, one of the females you can hear on this Togo Soul compilation, and what's a bit of a slow burner.
All right, let's have a listen.
Yeah, look, the pace gets a bit heavier and harder and faster on this record, which is called Togo Soul. And that one is just one of the more slow burning, I think quite beautiful tracks as well. Amazing voice.
And, yeah,
and
gorgeous.
And this is the great thing about all this music that's being unearthed. You just find out about artists that you have just not come across before, and you're like, where is this angelic voice coming from? And it's from Togo, and Hot Casa Records have decided we need to hear it. And I think 2SER listeners need to listen to it as well.
I don't think you're going to get any argument from us.
Let's hope not. All right. For the last thing today on Brekkie, it's a bit of a sad tale. We're going from Togo to San Francisco. And what's been reissued? Well, actually, it's not reissued. It has been issued.
Oh. Okay.
It's a 1972 album from a guy called Terry Dolan, who was quite a man about town in San Francisco. And when he moved to San Francisco in the late 60s, created quite a buzz about his music. And Warner Brothers signed him and got this amazing band of musicians, including Nicky Hopkins, who is the Rolling Stones pianist of choice, as well as working with the Kinks and a whole lot of other artists. They got him to produce his debut album. So they worked on this debut album for a really long time. Nicky Hopkins got actually called away from those sessions to go and work with the Rolling Stones in Jamaica on Goat's Head Soup. So the session stalled for a while, but he got other people, like people that had worked with Steve Miller Band, people that had worked with Jefferson Airplane, even a guy who'd played with Santana on this record, and it just never came out.
What?
Warner Brothers decided it just wasn't good enough.
Oh, man.
Now, the only thing I can think of is that there was so much of this kind of music, this kind of freewheeling folk rock coming out at the time, that they just went, we've got better things to work on, and this one just, we don't want to spend the time on. So 44 years later, a small label, and we've got to bless these small labels like Hot Casa Records, who did the Togo Soul, and now this one, High Moon Records from the US, for releasing this record, because I think it's a bit of a gem. It's not an all-out-and-out classic, but it's really intricate and free-spirited folk rock. It's got some really nice soul and gospel overtones. Are you familiar with Jeff Buckley's dad, Tim Buckley?
Yes, I am.
Well, if you're a fan of Tim Buckley, anyone out there, I suggest you take a listen to this record. It's a self-titled debut from Terry Dolan, and the backup singers throughout the whole record, would you believe, that'd be the Pointer Sisters.
No.
Yep. So,
and this never got released?
Yeah, look at the pedigree on this record, and it just never, ever got its due. It never even got released. And there are all these contractual obligations that ensured that it stayed unreleased for 44 years. But big up High Moon Records. I thought we'd leave with one of these tracks from this Terry Dolan album, and it's called See What Love Can Do. And I think all these labels that are reissuing this record have a lot of love for what they're doing. And this is one case from Terry Dolan.
All right, let's have a listen to it. Andrew, another stellar lineup for the week. Thank you very much, Matt.
Have a great week. See what your love can do. So long.
what your love can do.